Geek Radio Daily for July 5th, 2010. Good morning to you. Yes, it's a Monday. Yes, it's probably hangover day for some people dealing with the 4th of July, but that's okay. We're here to get you through it. Okay, it's not we. It's just me, and I am the Bruce. Yes, Billy Flynn is off from work today, so he took his family. He's down in North Carolina or something like that. He's enjoying the holiday, and that's good. So, Mondays, what do we talk about? Well, we talk TV pages. We talk geeky news. We even talk about box office results. But today, starting off, we're going to talk with Liv what happened in history today. The only thing that I have in history today is all three hosts of Geek Radio Daily got married today. Well, not today. And not to each other. Okay, two of them did. Billy and the Flintstress, this is their anniversary. And myself, this is my anniversary as well. No, we didn't get married the same year, and we're not that easily coordinatable. We didn't know each other back then when we got married. But no, hey, this is all of our anniversary days. But that's it for, you know, this day in history, because I really don't care. But for birthdays, this is the list for today. Huey Lewis from Huey Lewis in the News is 59 years old today. For people who aren't with us anymore, P.T. Barnum was born in 1810. Yeah, this day in history for geeks, not a lot of stuff here for you. Really, it's not. But that's okay. That's all right. Not a problem. We could deal with that. Let's talk TV pages, shall we? Over there on CBS, you have How I Met Your Mother, Rules of Engagement, 2 1/2 Men, Big Bang Theory, and CSI Miami. All repeats. Hey, what do you want? It's summertime. ABC, you have a new episode of The Bachelorette, and then True Beauty. NBC, you have Persons Unknown, and Last Comic Standing. Persons Unknown is pretty interesting. If you haven't checked it out yet, go check it out. Fox, you have Lie to Me and The Good Guys, both repeats. Spike, you have an all-day marathon of Band of Brothers. This is probably one of the best things that have ever been on television, my humble opinion. WWE Monday Night Raw is on the USA Network, where the new GM is being revealed. Oh, who cares? Sci-Fi Channel, you have Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End. TBS, you have Neighbors from Hell. Has anyone seen this show yet? If you have, let us know. We want to see if this is pretty good. FX Network has Alien vs. Predator. American Movie Classic has a Mad Men marathon. I might want to check this out. I actually heard really good things about the show. FMC has My Cousin Vinny. Yeah, you blend. The History Channel has Life After People, Heavy Metal, and then Modern Marvel's Superhumans. That sounds pretty cool. But if I'm watching anything tonight, it's going to be on the Lifetime Network Television for Women, where after a brutal attack leaves her badly injured and her fiancé dead, a radio host stalks the streets of New York on a quest for revenge. Jodie Foster, Terrence Howard, Nikki Catt, all star in The Brave One.
No blasted letters today!
Yeah, that's right. No mail today. Everybody's just dealing with the 4th of July and their hangovers. I understand. I really do. But if you want to send us some mail, tell us what you did over the 4th of July holiday, let us know. You can send that to podcast, Billy Flynn, The Bruce, or Flintstress, all of us, at geekradiodaily.com. Yes, it's just me today. Billy and I will be on the show tomorrow for the rest of the week. Again, he's taking the holiday break. I don't blame him. Go right ahead. And when we come back from break, well, I come back from break, we're going to be talking box office results and geeky news for this July 5th episode of Geek Radio Daily.
Tonight at 11 on KWTF News, unemployment rates reach all-time low.
Middle Eastern officials reporting peace talks could end within the week.
And do you like bubbles?
Don't believe their lies. You think you should be afraid of Osama Hasbin? You think you should be afraid of losing your job? What you should truly be afraid of is out there, and we are fighting a losing battle to keep you safe. Zombies are real and they are coming. Then you will know what it means to truly be afraid.
Tune in tonight for our weekend forecast.
I'm Tara O'Hara.
I'm Vic Beretta.
See you tonight, KWTF News at 11.
And now back to your show.
Visit www.ontheedgeofdarkness.com.
Hey, this is Ben Browder at Dragon Con, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily. Rock on!
Geek Radio Daily for July 5th, 2010. I hope everyone has a good Monday. Why? You deserve one. You survived the holiday. Let's talk some box office results.
The buzz is any indicator that movie's going to make some huge bank.
Yeah, some people went and saw some movies over the weekend. Some people didn't. In the number 10 slot is a movie called Cyrus. This is from Fox Spotlight Pictures. This movie made $770,000 this weekend. Now, mind you, this is up from the number 20 position where it was last week. It's got a budget of $7 million. It's only made $1.4 million so far, but hey, it's got word of mouth. It's Fox Spotlight. They usually do pretty good stuff. Number 9 position is down 2 slots. It's Shrek Forever After. It made another $800,000. Number 8 position is Get Him to the Greek. Made $1.1 million. It's made $57 million so far on a $40 million budget. 5 weeks in, hey, they made their money. They're doing good. Number 7 position is The A-Team. It's down from number 5 last week. It made another $3 million. It's only made just under $70 million with a $110 million budget. Ladies and gentlemen, what do we tell you? Don't go see Twilight. Go see this film. You didn't listen. Number 6 is The Karate Kid. Made $8 million. It made $151 million so far in just 4 weeks. Number 5 is Night and Day. It's down from the number 3 position last week. Another made another $10 million. It's only made $45 million on a $117 million budget. I don't think we're going to see a sequel. Good. Number 5 position, you have Grown Ups. $18 million so far. It's made $77 million. It's got an $80 million budget. It'll make it back. The number 3 position was last week's number 1, which is Toy Story 3. Made another $30 million. It has grossed $289 million with a $200 million budget. Good job. You may see Toy Story 4. I don't know. The story could go on. I saw it. The story could go on. Number 2 is new this week. It's The Last Airbender. It made $40 million. Now, that's just over the weekend. It opened early, so it's already grossed in its first week $57 million. It's got a $150 million budget, so let's see if it makes it back. And a movie that's already made their budget back is the number one movie in America, ladies and gentlemen, The Twilight Saga Eclipse. In this weekend alone, it made $69 million. It's made $161 million because it opened on Wednesday on a $68 million budget. Thank God Stephanie Meyer only wrote 4 of these damned books. Because this one's number 3. Ugh, it all sounds like number 2 to me. But that's the box office results for this week.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek news! All the news from a geeky point of view. Oh, would you like to read a big vampire novel from Neil Gaiman? Of course you would. Unfortunately, you're not going to get a chance. At least not for a while. Why? Because according to an interview with The Independent, Gaiman, whose Graveyard book recently became the first children's book to win a Carnegie Award, he decided there are way too many bloodsuckers out there. My next big novel was going to have a vampire, said Gaiman. Talked about his plans for his book. I'm probably not going to do it now, because they're everywhere. They're like cockroaches. Gaiman won't write this vampire character until the vamps become a little less buzzworthy. Maybe it'll play out and it'll go away. As much as we'd like to see Gaiman do this blockbuster with the box office results going in for Twilight Eclipse I just talked about, yeah, we're going to have to wait a very long time for Neil Gaiman to write his vampire novel. What are we going to do? While Matt Smith's first season as a Doctor has come to a creative triumph for the long-running series, it didn't quite deliver the ratings that the BBC was hoping for, at least not what they compare to the David Tennant era. Some of the leading bookies in the UK are offering odds that Smith will be out for the next season as a doctor, and have posted odds on who the role will go to next. I'm going to give you some of the odds just because I found these just really, really interesting. At 4-1 odds is David Morrissey. 5-1 is Chiwetel Ejiofor. I have no idea how to say this guy's name. He's got way too many vowels in. At 8-1 odds, the next doctor will be female. Interesting. 10-1 odds is Patterson Joseph. And 20-1 odds is Jason Statham. Yeah, the action hero is going to be the next doctor. 20-1 odds. And he's not even the longest running guy on the list. Of course, this doesn't take into account the BBC has signed Smith to a 3-year deal. And when he took over the role as doctor, the series has been renewed through Series 6. And whether... Right now, there's no word that Matt Smith isn't going to come back. Who knows? So, you know, what happens is the World Cup soccer took away a lot of the fans. So, also the ratings are not taking account for all the time shifting, you know, people watching it online, that sort of thing. So, will we have a new doctor? Who knows? Okay. There is no simple trick to reaching 100 years of age. Although most experts say it's a mix of luck and taking good care of yourself. Now, I've always said that. Okay, I haven't. But still, it's good. Plus, it helps to have one of 19 longevity gene groups scientists have discovered. The experiment considers the genomes of 1,000 centenarians, that's people who lived over 100, and 1,200 younger control people. The team at Boston University zeroed in a particular area of genomes that varied between the experimental group and the control group. They were able to build a genetic model that would predict with 77% accuracy which genomes belonged to the centenarians and which belonged to the younger counterparts. They built the model by locating 150 cases where particular nucleotides in the genetic sequence, known as single nucleotide paraformoric, correlated with exceptional longevity. All right. Additionally, the team was able to put with 90% accuracy all the centenarians into one of 19 different genetic clusters with varied combinations of genotypes. Basically, what they're saying is they can predict with fairly good accuracy by your genes if you're going to live up to 100 years old. Now, what happened is when they were going through this, that the centenarians, the people who had these genes, did have some of the same genes that would cause older age diseases, but they also had different genes that would fight those diseases or cancel them out completely. So, maybe we're going to have some genetic engineering in the future that can make us all live to 100 years old? I hope so. I still like to catch up on all of Doctor Who. MGM has requested that the sixth debit extension as it attempts to restructure the finances and find some crazy brilliant individual enough to take it over. Due to the continued need for money with no salvation in sight, THR is reporting. Speculation continues whether the studio will be able to sell off its rights or will sell off the rights to The Hobbit, which is in co-production with Warner Brothers. MGM executives would like to hold on to the shares of The Hobbit as long as possible, but some lenders are lobbying for them to sell it off to raise funds just to save the studio. If MGM loses the rights, it may finally kickstart the production of the movie that is no longer tied to the sinking studio. However, that January start date that highly tenable Jackson said that he might be able to do it, he isn't officially signed on to direct the film. MGM still holds the rights, so, and they're not going to let it go, and they're not going to let the movie start until they get the production money, until they get money. So, you're really going to have to wait a long time for The Hobbit to, you know, get into production. So, all you Lord of the Rings fans, yeah, you got to wait just a little bit longer. All right, and finally today, get your zombie walks ready. When Ubisoft introduced their Michael Jackson game for this year's E3 conference, it was well accepted, but it was revealing as a Victorian age women's fashion. More details about the game have finally been revealed, and if you are a Jacko fan, you're going to love it. First and foremost, this is not Moonwalker 2. Just get that out of the way. More importantly, Felicia Williams from Ubisoft said that the game is going to be a performance-based game using the new Microsoft Kinect and the PS3 Move systems as well as the Wii. So not only will you be dancing as the gloved one, you'll also have to sing like him as well. Falsettos abound, okay? Ubisoft wanted to have a decent Michael Jackson game for a long time, and they finally have the technology to make it happen. I'm just wondering if Bubbles is going to be a downloadable character. That's just me. All right, Geek Radio Daily, thanks for joining us today. Check out the Facebook page and check out the video for the Swedish Chef. You'll like it. It's fun. Check us out on iTunes. Geek Radio Daily is created under the Creative Commons non-attribution, non-commercial, non-derivative works, 3.0 U.S. license. Send us an email to podcast through Bruce, Billy Flynn, or Flintress, all of us at geekradiodaily.com.
Midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body